You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Rose from One of Us. Don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe. No, I'm kidding. I can't even finish that with a straight face. All right, so this movie is 2020's No Escape. It's about every average YouTube influencer douchebag who goes off and just lives the life and does amazing things that you'll never get to do. And this time he goes and he gets sent to some place in Moscow for a crazy ass escape room and hijinks ensue. And here to suffer with me through this is Julian.
Hi, my name is Julian. And because Chris told me I can do this at the beginning, I'm going to say I host a thing called the No Friends Podcast on alittlefireburning.com. Guys can't see this, but I keep waving. That's why I'm talking like this. And I also stream constantly Fall Guys on Twitch, Julian Mr. Humdinger. It spelled exactly how it sounds. I'm up to 355 wins. Please watch me so I feel like I have a life.
And that's record for the longest intro in oneofus.net history, Julian.
Ooh. Nah. Marco's not on this review.
All right. And also is Adrian El Critico.
Hello. You can follow me at oneofus.net. Just listen to my reviews and no one else's.
And Doggett, I guess.
Doggett, because I would hate both of you guys in the Emmys. So I'm
going to
end it there.
All right. So who wants to get into this? What'd you think about it?
Damn. So this movie... I don't think I've ever brought this up in any kind of review, but I want to hand it to the casting director who perfectly picked some the three actors that you would just love to see get killed in a horror movie.
Yeah,
they play douchebags so well in this movie.
Everyone's face is just so punchable. Every frame is so dense that you want to hit it.
It's like poetry, it rhymes.
It's cringy because even though the main actor, the main character, I want to say his name is Cole. Even though he is supposed to be a popular streamer, popular, not YouTuber, but whatever video app they use in the movie,
mm-hmm.
even though he's doing numbers, you can tell he's like, my guy, you're way too old to be doing this. Like, not to be ageist, but you're a grown-ass man acting like a child, and so are your friends.
If we say this guy's too old, what does that say about the rest of us, guys? Don't we all have internet dreams?
I mean, I think for our ages, we're doing exactly what we're supposed to
do. I am working my ass off so I can be sponsored by Blue Pill.
For people on Facebook. But anyway, I really kind of dig these actors because I hate these characters. But I think you're supposed to.
Yeah. They sold it. And I will say that when this first started, I was like, shit, this acting is really bad. But it seemed like they were just cutting together, you know, like that footage to like, oh, this is his whole life and this is what it was like. And like, there's just going to be some shitty ADR of his parents. Ignore that. Okay, it's going to be fine now. Because it kind of balances out, and they do play those characters, I guess, well, even though they're not all that likable.
I'll give the movie credit because as soon as they said they were going to Russia, I immediately was filled with dread.
Well, usually that's become the default go-to setting for cheap horror movies. For we go here and something bad happens, it's like, oh, it's Russia, it's so dangerous, and yeah, kind of, but. It's just become like the go-to thing, it seems like. I've seen that in a lot of movies.
I would even say that some of the bad acting in this movie, because there is a little bit, but also it might actually be on purpose. It might be because of what's going on in the movie. This does have a twist, and you're either going to figure it out or you're not. But either way, I thought it was actually something kind of fun. It was so not obvious, but I kind of mentioned before we started recording, I thought like, oh, it would be really funny if it was this. And yeah, then it kind of ended up being that. And I was like, oh, all right, okay.
Well, the fact that it's so obvious makes you be able to have fun with it, because by the end of it, you're going to be like, okay, so I can't wait to tell you for them to tell me how this all makes sense. That's going to be the fun part, because...
Yeah,
you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, the whole time, and you know what that shoe is, but you're like, are they really going to do that? Is it really all that simple? And I won't spoil it.
But aside from that, this is supposed to be an escape room kind of puzzle horror movie.
For like 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. For like 10, 20 minutes. If you're looking forward to that for some reason, maybe you really liked Escape Room from last year, but if you're looking forward to that, you're going to be a little disappointed that this goes from a how do we get out of this trap type horror movie and quickly devolves into just kind of another Saw, actually more so like Hostel. Yeah, like the original Hostel or the first one that came out. Almost a copy of that, but the only thing it really has going for it is some pretty good effects, some pretty good gore effects, and that twist ending that is gonna, I think that ending really makes the movie.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a love it or hate it endings. I'm really on the fence of how I felt about it. I'm like, well, this kind of works, but if the rest of the movie leading up to it had been better, I think I would have liked it more.
It wasn't enough of a shock for me at the end to go like, oh, okay, I need to go back and rewatch this. It's like, no, I caught everything. Like, it didn't pull the wool over my eyes at all. One thing that is positive that I have to say about this that no one's mentioned yet is I like a good found footage movie. And I like how they started with that and they used elements of that, but they didn't, like, you know, really commit to it 100% where it would have made the movie look really stupid at certain points.
Also, I want to just comment on the performances. I was joking earlier that they cast the perfect people, but they kind of did. Keegan Allen, who plays Cole, I don't know if he is just perfectly selling being a douchebag, or if he just has like a really punchable face, kind of like what Julian stated. But I both like love him and hate him at the same time. You hate him because he's the most obnoxious American to go to Russia, which is kind of what you would expect for these people. In fact, I would go as far as to say that you would probably think that whatever happens to these characters, they probably have it coming based on them going abroad and just fucking up Russia for really no reason. The acting is good and it's bad, and I don't know, it might be on purpose, it might not be. I think the only really like standout bad performance comes from one of their friends whose name I just cannot find on IMDb for the life of me, but it's like the main female friend who isn't his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. The one with the clumsy exposition dump at the beginning about how she's an X Games athlete.
Yeah. There is a scene where she's going through pain and she's almost like, oh man, stop. Like,
yeah.
It just seems kind of silly.
Well, I had a question for everybody. Okay, with how we know how it ends now, do you think rewatching it would make it more fun? Or do you think because of how you know it ends, it would actually be more boring at that point because you're not guessing what's happening?
For me, it would make it more frustrating because knowing what I would know about the ending, it kind of makes you ask of the rest of the movie, well, wait, why aren't you selling this a little bit better?
Yeah.
Because up to that point, it just looks like a poor, you know, bad acting in a poorly made horror movie.
But it feels like it's winking at you at the same time, like with little things.
I think what makes the movie work and why it may have rewatchability to certain people, not myself, It moves really fast. That's probably one of the best things you can say. The pacing of the movie is nice enough that you're never like stopped enough where you're like, wait, this is really stupid. Hold on. Someone just held me at gunpoint in a foreign country and we're only 10 minutes into this. I'm leaving, you know, like,
yeah,
like there's certain things that we really let the characters get away with and we don't think about it too long and we just move on because we're like, fuck it. I want to see the blood and gore. And it gets to that, and it can be fun. Until it fucking beats you over the head with a reference to a movie I won't say. But that really made me go like, all right, movie, you're pissing it. Me off now. Not clever.
They broke the rule of don't reference the better movie in your crappy one.
Yeah.
There's something else about the main guy that I wanted to bring up that we kind of touched on but stopped before we got there is like how douchebaggy he is. They brought in something interesting where at the beginning showing that no, he's actually kind of tired of all this and this isn't who he is, and you know, he's actually just kind of a normal guy who's maybe considering giving all this up, and then they just completely drop that and never go back to it again. He doesn't quite hit those levels of truly, truly, truly obnoxious Instagram douchebag, which made it a little difficult to, you know, root against him like you find yourself doing during horror movies. I feel like he was really half-baked.
Yeah, there's another character who is also, I swear to God, not... Oh, wait, no, here he is. George Janko plays Dash, one of his best friends. Who,
yeah.
He is the guy that you hate.
He was the douchebag.
I think he may actually be inspired by Ray William Johnson.
I was just thinking that.
And it felt like it, too, because I did not like him a single bit. But as to reiterate, to sound like a broken record, maybe you're supposed to do that. Maybe that's how you're supposed to feel.
Holy shit. Ray William Johnson, if he did twice as much cocaine and he was half the size.
Okay, half as much cocaine.
Yeah, should we move into final thoughts?
I'll dive right into my final thoughts. This was not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but not all that great at the same time. I watched it once. It's the definition of something that you rent with a bunch of people, and if anyone gets mad at you for talking over it, you tell them to fucking leave, because the shit is stupid. I give this 6 gears that you throw against the wall out of 10. I don't fucking know.
Adrian?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, to kind of reiterate what Julian said, this is the perfect type of movie that if you're just scrolling through Netflix with your friends or Amazon Prime and you see, hey, this looks like it's rated R and it's short, maybe we could drink or do whatever and watch this movie, it'll probably be fun like that. It'll probably be fun to freak out at like, oh, I saw that coming, maybe I didn't. And there's some pretty cool gore, but it's definitely not enough to be considered a gore film, but it's definitely enough to be rated R. I don't know. It's not a bad movie. I don't hate it. I'm not in love with it. I'm not disappointed that I saw it, but probably wouldn't watch it again unless I'm under some kind of influence of something and with some friends. So take that recommendation how you will. I'm going to give this... I've been giving a lot of movies this recently, but I'm going to give this 2.5 Ray William Johnson references out of 5.
All right, jog it.
This movie's I just like everybody's saying, it's not hateable. And really, I think it's only because of the ending that I even like am going to give it the score I'm going to give it, because I think it's rewatchable. I think it'll be fun to watch this with friends just to see them get to the end, and I can look at their faces like I'm watching an episode of Game of Thrones. So I'm going to just go ahead and give this like 5 out of 10 twist.
There you go. Yeah, kind of the same thing that everyone else has been saying is that I feel the same way. It's better than I thought it was going to be, but I'm still not all that terribly enamored with it. It feels like at times 3 different movies in one. They're very, very undercooked. I wish they had just focused on maybe 1 or 2 of the things and it would have been a genuinely interesting movie. I like this premise. And the twist, you may or may not hate it yourself if you're a horror fan. I would give it a recommendation, but not a terribly enthusiastic one. And with that, I think I'm going to give it 4.5 smashed like buttons out of 10.
So yeah, hit subscribe, smash that like button on oneofus.net, comment, do all that stuff, recommend this to your grandparents, recommend this to your friends.
And remember, there's no escape from this website.
What the fuck are you guys talking about? Just give us money. Give us money!
No escape.
$10, you could see my pretty face on the video reviews, and Julian as well, maybe. I don't know if he's been on one.
Doggett doesn't wear a shirt on camera.
Oh,
there
we
go.
Trying to get them to watch. Escape!